Hello and Happy New Year! Welcome to the first episode of Baby Steps in 2021. If you're new, Baby Steps, the first steps to understanding the paradox of parenting and education, basically everything to do with children. I am your host, Danielle Ochieng, and I want to thank you for choosing to start or continue with me and for sharing these episodes. And recognition goes to all my listeners in and outside Kenya and Africa, particularly Canada. Why? This is because when I was reviewing the Baby Steps episodes on the app, I learned that from the data, my listeners grew the most there. So many thanks to all my listeners there and in other places. Let's keep helping kids get heard. And for those who are used to it, as custom dictates, drum rolls. It's time for another Did You Know Fact. So our Did You Know Fact for today. Did you know that love literally makes you grow? The act of falling in love is known to have a calming effect on a person's body and mind. This in turn will raise levels of nerve growth for about a year. That is huge, considering the older we get, the more we keep growing, our nerves keep dying. Love is important. So why did I choose this topic? Well, not only because I love being loved and sacrificed for and the feeling that comes with it, but I also love to suffocate my loved ones with love. So, and it's also actually the first topic I ever did, though I hadn't started it on Anchor or these other websites, whether it's Apple or Google. So it's fresh and revamped. And we all know love, 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 love makes the world go round. And hate just causes pain and suffering. And really, I don't think anybody really wants that for themselves or for those around them. By now, I know we are aware that the foundation we set for our children in the early years sets the precedent for who they become or who they grow to become, especially as it pertains to their emotional and mental health. That's why first comes love. Before all the rules and the consequences, it has to be love. If being loved unconditionally helps us see the worth in ourselves, imagine how much more it is for a child who is still learning what life is, or the teenager who is caught up in the confusion of who they were and who they are becoming and not yet sure where they stand. To help get things into perspective, which by the way I do because I think that if we can relate it to ourselves, we will better be placed to understand where our children come from. So, take a moment to think about a time in life, your life, when you really, really needed the affirmation and love from someone significant, and they either ignored you or made you feel worse, or they simply did not understand you. Now, please keep that person and the associated feelings, the anger, pain, whatever, in mind as we go through today's episode, which, by the way, might not be that long because as much as we really try to complicate what love is, I believe it is simply the act of giving, of sacrifice, you know, putting the other person's needs above yours. It's actually so easily explained in the Bible's most common verse, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave." It's that simple. In a world that is getting more and more selfish with every breath, I think we can all agree that we need to spread love out as much as we can. And what better way or place to start than in our homes with our children? Life can be crazy busy. Like, as a grown adult, I can attest to that. But the truth is that we create time and space for what we want. And for our children, whether they're infants or teenagers, time is of the essence. Quality time, to be specific, I think I mentioned that quite often in a lot of my episodes. You can have just 15 minutes with them, just 15. But they feel like the world was standing still and everything is going great in their lives just from that time with you. And you can have 5 hours and it's like they don't exist. They just feel like people are physically and there, but emotionally and psychologically unavailable. So to start us off, put the phone away. Oh my goodness. Do I need to expound on that one? Like, really, do I? Like, just put it away and concentrate on your child. They really, really should not be fighting for your attention because of that video that has been forwarded many times and you feel like the world will end if you don't watch it. They honestly should not be asking, "Are you really listening to me, mom or dad?" Because you are on your phone while they're trying to communicate. Just please put the phone away. Please. Oh my goodness. It's irritating. Personally, I don't like when I'm trying to communicate with somebody and they're on their phone. I think I'd give an example. How do I put this? I think especially for the generation who are maybe in the late 30s going upwards in age, is because you are really caught up from having no technology, that kind of technology, to it suddenly being there. And so you guys are more addicted to it than those of us who are like in our 20s and are in between no technology and finding it and seeing it grow. So please just put the phone away. And as I continue, by the way, you probably note that much of what I'm saying will touch on one of the five love languages universally agreed upon. So, like hug, kiss, or even just sit with them. Some form of physical contact is reassuring. But if your child is not the touchy type, please don't insist. Maybe just sit next to them as they watch a show or do something or work, anything. Just some form of them knowing that you are close and tangible. And by the way, who does not like a good and genuine compliment? These are the words of affirmation. There is already so much unnecessary, hurtful criticism going around. Hearing someone appreciate who you are and what you do goes a long way. We don't always have to point out what they're doing wrong. Wait, don't get me wrong, by the way. They still need guidance on what is right and wrong and consequences. But when they do something right, it's okay to sometimes acknowledge it. Or when they perform well in an extracurricular or school activity or a hobby, just let them know you're proud. Show genuine joy and how you're impressed with what they're doing. Compliment them. Like, let those words out is what I'm trying to say, essentially. And usually if we've grown up in an uptight home, we are probably the same. We grew up to be the same as what we saw growing up. So let's practice the art of being free. Smile more. Make silly jokes with them. Play silly games. Get a board game you can engage your kids or teenagers in. Or find out what they're into. Get a little into their world before it gets to a point where we are completely locked out from their world and you won't even know when the rain started beating. Because by the time you're realizing, it's usually too late. You know, when we were young, we had... Okay, so family time was very, very crucial in our home. And we used to have a lot of board games. And one of our family favorites was called Giant Ludo. So if you've heard about Ludo now, the one we had where I was staying was like this really, really big one. So I was a crybaby and cried every time I lost. I still love the game. And when it came to time, so my dad sometimes would engage, mostly my mom. My dad now would teach us stuff like Scrabble or chess. And by the way, for Scrabble, he was very patient with our limited vocabulary when we were kids. Him and my mom, they just say, okay, try and make this word. Can you read it? Okay, you know what? Let me just not go down those memories. They're just making me smile. But can you imagine, as old as I am, those things still make me happy. You know, speaking of which, I should probably get one of these games and have it reintroduced and try and re-challenge my dad to Scrabble. Though I can never compare my vocabularies to his. For the next one, though, I'm not sure if this will work for everyone. But my siblings and I really enjoy when my parents tell us of our childhood memories. You know, those things we did, the silly ones, or what their favorite memories of us were when we were younger. Because such kind of things serve as a great bonding activity. And they prove to us that you were really keen during our growing. And it's just nice to, you may not necessarily remember, but just to have somebody tell you what it was like when you were young. They're usually hilarious and sometimes just outrightly embarrassing. Still worth the sharing. I once did an episode on reading books, by the way, called No App Can Replace Your Lap. And this is like learning to read books for and with your children and the importance. Trust me, it's not only small children who enjoy being read to. And it's not only a bonding experience, but the new words are learned, imaginations are sparked, and for a moment there, you're allowed to get lost in a world other than this universe as we know it. And it's a magical experience. You really should try it as a family. If your kids are teenagers, pick up a book that has some interesting. And please, especially if you're Christian, I have nothing against the Christian books, obviously, but can you find something more that they can relate to and have, like, the family have time, maybe if it's every weekend or every evening, twice a week, to just go through the book. You know, share what people have learned, the funny things, the sad things, what they would do. You know, there's a whole universe to explore when it comes to books. For the older ones, teens especially, find out what their dreams and ambitions are. and encourage them towards them. Even if they seem crazy, as they continue to grow and learn more about themselves, those dreams and ambitions might get less crazy. But always let them know that you believe in them, because very rarely will you find the world affirming them. People out here just building a man-eat-man society, tearing down any fiber of hope they try to weave for themselves. And it will mean the world when the affirmation comes from you, because it makes it so much easier to combat with the negativity in the world. And the crown of it all, obvious as it may be, actually saying the words, I love you, to them. As untraditional, especially if you come from certain cultures, as it may seem, some friends of mine have actually told me that with their big ages, they have never had their parents say anything remotely close to I love you, leave alone the actual words. And as much as we do heartily appreciate your material provisions, please do tell us you love us. Just 3 words, but they can repair broken pieces. Well, I can't complain, because to date my parents both tell us that they love us. Hashtag insert a smile there. And even though they raised us with such great love and self-esteem, hearing them say I love you at this big age of mine makes me feel like I'm still their little girl, and they will always have my back, which makes me feel very untouchable. So, like, these words go a long way, and meaning them. The point is, actions do speak louder than words, but the power of words runs deep, even if it feels odd for the first couple of times. Tell your child, young or old, that you love them. In fact, please repeat after me. I love you. Now, all together, I love you. It wasn't that hard, was it? Well, I'm pretty sure it's a bit odd, but you get used to it. And I know for certain that will mean a lot to you if your parents would today randomly just call you and tell you they love you. You'd probably even cry. Man or woman, I know you might cry. So let's not let our children miss out on knowing, feeling, or seeing that you love them. Because many times, it is the only plank of wood we are able to float on when our ships get destroyed before we're able to build another one. Trust me, this is from experience. Even when they do things that you do not like, try not to make them feel like you love them less. We all make mistakes. Worse, when we are still young and trying to find ourselves, it is okay to express disappointment, but just not despising them, yeah? And as Kenya's lead, or rather one of Kenya's lead bands, Sauti Sol, sings, we all need love, we all need affection, and the way that you're looking at me, I can feel a connection. Don't we all need love and affection? And with that, we crown the first episode of the year. First comes love. And as 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and now these 3 things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And the Quran is not left behind. It also records, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. That's from Hadith by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. So, as I close out, love your child how you'd want to have been loved at their age. And for me, I love you all. Don't forget to share this episode with others, and let's make a difference, one child at a time. Have a splendid time till we meet in exactly 2 weeks. Do not forget to subscribe on the platform you're listening on so that you get notified immediately I release an episode. Bye.